What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Committee All-In. It's April 25th. Today is draft night, round one of the 2024 NFL draft. So we already know who's going number one. Of course, it's Caleb Williams. A lot of people like him. A lot of people hate him. I think the hate will probably only grow early on as, you know, unless he comes out firing on all cannons, there's going to be a little rough patch at least for a couple games. You know, the Bears just announced a new stadium rendering. So, exciting times, though, in Chicago, regardless. But, yeah, if he has a rough first couple games, expect the hate to pile on. Coming in at number two, we're going with Jaden Daniels here. Very interesting strategy by the Commanders to bring in four quarterbacks on one day. Daniels, May, McCarthy, and Penix. Don't really know what they're thinking. It is Washington, so you know we can kind of understand that there. I think my money's got to be on Daniels here for sure, because I think he poses a much higher upside than May. So I think with the new ownership group looking to make a big move, a big splash, it's got to be Daniels for me. I've been seeing mostly from the mocks from others now, Daniels. It seems like he's also got the best odds in that case, which leaves Drake May at three potentially for the Patriots. You know, there's been a little bit of buzz about JJ, a little bit of buzz about trading down, which I don't think they're going to do. I think they're going to just stick and pick and take that and take Drake May. But I think there is going to be a trade up here somewhere. That's obviously not super unexpected, something maybe we've seen a lot. But I'm going to go Drake May here with the Patriots. Just a horrendous offense last year overall. Nothing really doing it. I mean, it feels like the Patriots the past couple years, you've had Kendrick Bourne. They signed Hunter Henry in free agency to a decent deal. And everyone was like, oh man, really good signing here. And I'm just like, well, what has Hunter Henry really done? Drake May's not going to be able to solve this offense and make them good this year. They're not going to be. Gerard Mayo's first year. But hopefully, they can find at least a little bit of a spark and they can say, hey, we can now build around this guy. Maybe let's actually go get some playmakers. Let's actually go get competent skill position players. Speaking of, coming in number four, the Cardinals, potential trade down candidate for a quarterback, but I think they're gonna stay, and I think they're gonna take Marvin Harrison. I think, you know, we saw it 20 plus years ago, taking Stud and Larry Fitzgerald worked out pretty well for them, nearly, and probably should have had a Super Bowl. Unfortunate for them, they ended up losing that game to the Steelers. They're going Marvin Harrison here. Dude is an absolute freak. Coming at number five, we got the Chargers. Harbaugh mentioned previously how important the O-line is. They also need receivers, but like I said, what we've been seeing in almost every mock is a trade. Someone coming up to take a quarterback, and I'm going to stick with what's pretty much been happening here, and it's going to be J.J. McCarthy to Minnesota. So the Vikings have a pretty good skill set around him. Obviously got Justin Jefferson, got Jordan Addison, got T.J. Hockenson, Aaron Jones. It's a good base for McCarthy to play off of. And obviously we saw in Michigan with great talent around him, he was able to do well. Not that he had too big of a sample size, which obviously everyone is very concerned about, but I think the Vikings are, you know, with their two first round picks, they're going to be looking to exercise that. They didn't trade up for that for a reason. So then coming to number six, the New York Giants, they missed out on the first four quarterbacks here. They still really need one. Signing Daniel Jones to the contract that he has, unfortunate for them. I don't think they're going to get one this year, so we're just going to give him Malik Nabers here. The dude is absolutely electric out of LSU. You know, they produce crazy wide receivers, as we know. And I don't know that it's going to make the Giants offense click too much. Unfortunate for them that they ended up losing Saquon Barkley in the offseason. Not even just in general, but the fact that he went to the Eagles is, it's gotta hurt. And they got Devin Singletary, who had a decent year last year in Houston, so we'll see how that pans out for them, but they're gonna need more for sure. They just, you know, Darren Waller just cheated on his wife Kelsey Plum. You got Darius Slayton, Jalen Hyatt. You drafted him last year. I think Hyatt's got a chance to be decent. Wandell Robinson, I think, is explosive as well. It's a poor receiver room regardless. So then coming to number 7, we got the Titans. Last time I ended up taking Brock Bowers here, and I said they're just gonna say screw it, take Bowers. Everyone's just giving him Joe Alt. Penciling that in. You know, they got Skoronski last year, but everyone's saying go with Alt, shore up the O-line for Levis. And as much as I do actually want to not even take Brock Bowers here, but to switch it to Rome Odunze and just say, you know what, again, they're just gonna say screw it, we are gonna take the best playmaker. Don't think that's gonna happen. So, or I guess I'm leaning towards Alt more. So that's what it's going to be. The Titans go with Alt at 7. Coming at number 8. So last time here, I took Laiatu over Dallas Turner, which was a shock. Dallas Turner really getting mocked into this position in just about every draft that you see. It's almost like clockwork at this point. Dallas Turner to the Falcons. Falcons had 8 last year, and it didn't go how anyone thought it would. They took Bijan Robinson in that position. A little bit of a best player available there. So, you know, Raheem Morris coming in. New regime. What is it going to be? I've debated back and forth at this one, and it was between Latu again, Turner as well, though, Odunze, and then Terrion Arnold as well. But we're gonna go. Sadly, we're going chalk here. It's gonna get a little more interesting, but we're gonna go with Dallas Turner. Up next, coming in at 9. So you got the option to go with Rome Odunze, but you also got Brock Bowers here for the Chicago Bears. And as much as I do like Rome Odunze, I think Brock Bowers is so incredible at his position and what he does, that I think the Bears are going to say, even though Keenan Allen only is on the one-year contract, they're going to say, maybe we can look further, because Brock Bowers, you're not really going to get a guy like him coming out. Go ahead, steal him from the Jets, who maybe wanted him. Maybe from the Chargers, now at 11, who maybe wanted him. And that's what they're going to do. The Bears are going to go with Brock Bowers, so they come out of the top 10 with Caleb Williams and Brock Bowers. So I'm a big believer in Brock Bowers going top 10, because I think he'll at least go to the Jets. I think, you know, Titans, like I said, is an option. Even the Giants, you could make a case for. Chargers, you know, if they stay in the 10 or in the top 10. But I like Bowers to go top 10, which I believe is plus money. If not, I think it's a little just slightly favored. So then coming in at the Jets, obviously we know what happened last year, that 4-play season that Aaron Rodgers put out was, to say the least, unfortunate. You know, no one expected it. They made a couple signings. They got Tyron Smith from the Cowboys. They got Moses Morgan from the Ravens. So both tackle positions filled there. Not necessarily going to be long-term, as both are quite old. You know, Tyron Smith, a lot of injury history as well, but you know, when he's on the field, he's a good player. Great player, in fact, gonna be a Hall of Famer. So I have thought about tackle, but now Rome Odunze sits there at 10, you got Mike Williams, like I said, and then you got Garrett Wilson, who Garrett Wilson is, people don't know it yet. People think Garrett Wilson's just pretty good. Garrett Wilson is incredible. And you're going to put Rome Odunze with him here. That's going to be super scary combo. And then finally now, Chargers down at 11. I think they're going to go O-line. They decided, well, we don't have to stick and pick at 5. We can make a little more off of it. But we want, like Harbaugh said, they're gonna go looking for just any way to beef up the trenches, kind of how you saw the model at Michigan. And I think the O-line ranking is very subjective, and tackles never really go in the order that we expect. I think it's going to be J.C. Latham here, which according to many boards, he is not really in that top 3 tackle realm. This would make him the second one off the board, and I don't think it matters. So then coming in at 12, you got the Broncos, who have quarterback potential. Obviously, Jarrett Stidham is the only one really notable on the roster until 2 days ago when they trade for Zach Wilson. They can't possibly stick with Zach Wilson, but there is a chance that they either don't pick a quarterback here and hope that Nix, Penix, maybe even Rattler, if they like him, are available later, specifically second round for Nix or Penix, or they might trade back into the first round. So I don't think the Broncos here are going to be going with quarterback. Instead, on this pick, I'm going Jared Verse. So like I said before, I like Latu, but I think they're gonna see the upside Verse has in the crazy freak athleteness that a former FCS player possesses. You know, absolute massive climb in the career of Jared Verse, moving up now to a top 12 pick and going to the Broncos, who just unveiled the new uniforms. So that leaves us with the Raiders, who again have Aiden McConnell, have Gardner Minshew, Antonio Pierce now the full-time coach. They know they're not going to win a Super Bowl with Aiden McConnell or Gardner Minshew, but they're not trying to win a Super Bowl this year. That's not going to be the case. So I think what's going to happen here is the Raiders defense has been on the up and up, and they're going to try to make it even scarier here. They're going to go Terrion Arnold at corner. Moving on then to 14 with the Saints. I think this one's going to be similar to what happened last time. And what we saw is that, what we've seen is the Saints may be leaning towards going with a lineman, which I think I still like that position for them. And so we are going to go here with Troy Fatanu from Washington. And Fatanu as well could be able to kick inside the guard if needed, which the Saints also do need. Just a lot of needs for the Saints. There is, it's going to be an uphill battle for New Orleans. Fatanu played a couple games at guard, mostly at left tackle though, but he could, his stubbiness, could work better for guard if the Saints decide that's what they want. Ranchet maybe unexpectedly plays more. Last time we had the Colts at 15 here taking Quinyon Mitchell, and he's still available at this point. He's still on the board there, and it's going to be him again. Colts going Quinyon Mitchell, so that's two corners in the last 3 picks, and that leaves us next up with the Seahawks, who gone back and forth on this. There is there's a couple picks that scream Seahawks to me. I think last time we did end up taking Johnny Newton. This time we're going to switch it around, and we're going to go with Byron Murphy at defensive tackle. Very Seahawks pick, I believe. Just shore up that defense a bit. You know, Mike McDaniel now coming in there. And he's going to want... Mike McDonald. He's going to want as good a defense as he can get. I think you already got some pieces in place for the offense to succeed. You know, maybe Smith and Jigba even breaks out more this year, as expected, just a rookie last year. So I think they're going to focus on the defensive side of the ball first, which is something potentially I think that we're going to see the Jags do. And I don't know that it's going to be back-to-back here. The Jags are needing some line help, specifically interior on the defense. So I think it's a possibility, and we're going to go with it. We're going to go with Johnny Newton, defensive tackle out of Illinois, to the Jags up there. Moving us on to 18 with the Bengals, who have had been... This one's interesting, okay? You know, T. Higgins, is he going to get moved? Are they potentially going to be looking for another receiver? Tyler Boyd as well, questions. Want to maybe shore up and just make sure Joe Burrow never gets injured again. So I kind of went back and forth, thought maybe we could reach for a receiver here. But I'm going to end up going Talavis Fuaga from Oregon State. I think he's going to bring a moxie to the Bengals that they're really going to enjoy. He's, you know, 6'5", 324, big dude. And that what they're going to be hoping is he keeps Joe Burrow upright. Moving on then to 19 with the Rams. Like I said, made a post. Watch out for quarterback here. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it's certainly a possibility. We've seen a couple young studs on the Rams trying to do their best, Aaron Donald, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to replace him, to replace a player like him. You're not just going to do it immediately. But Kobe Turner, you know, great season last year. I like it. I like Latu Latu. Edge to the Rams. Okay. Debating on that one as well. There's a lot. This one's been Amarius Mims all the way to the Steelers for about a month now. It seems like every mock is just going Mims to the Steelers. So we're gonna switch it up and we're gonna go Olufashanu. We are just gonna, I think the Steelers are gonna be going with that tackle position, but I think it's just going to be, you know, just because we think this is going to happen, it's not going to. And then that leaves Amarius Mims next up to the Dolphins. Coming in then at 22 to the Eagles. I think, not sure last time we went Cooper DeJean, but you got Nate Wiggins potential here, Chop Robinson, Kool-Aid. I think it's going to be Nate Wiggins. I like what Wiggins brings as a corner to the Eagles, which is unfortunate. Hate to see him get any player that's going to benefit them, but I think that's a good fit. Which then leaves the Chargers at 23, which we went J.C. Latham, tackle out of Bama, with the 11th pick. So you got potential receiver here. Could go corner. I think it's going to have to be receiver. They're going to want the 5 years here, and this one's a tough one. We're not always going to see what we think. I'm going to go with Xavier Worthy here. You'd be enamored by the speed. Love what he brings. I think he's maybe a little underrated because people think he's just the speed, which I don't agree with. I think he is explosive. He's a guy who can beat you in multiple ways. Obviously, Quentin Johnston last year didn't work out at all with the Chargers' hope, but it's only been 1 year. But I think Xavier Worthy here is going to be maybe not completely expected, but an interesting pick for the Chargers that the fans should be excited about. I know I would be. Which then leaves the Cowboys. Last time we went Jackson Powers Johnson. This time I think we're going to change up a bit and we're going to go with Duke's Graham Barton, who really could play anywhere on the line, but it's going to likely move inside, even to center. Obviously, like we talked about last time, Biotis leaving. I don't really see any way. You know, there's potential for receiver or quarterback here, but I think it's got to be O-line, and I think it will be, which I'll be happy with. That's what I want to see is O-line. Moves us to 25 with the Green Bay Packers, and I think here we're going to see Kool-Aid McKinstry come off the board. 26 up to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, I think they're going to be addressing the defense, though I did put him on watch for a quarterback. Going Chop Robinson here from Penn State. 27 up to the Chargers, the Cardinals. Last time, gave him Marvin Harrison. And then the last mock draft, actually, we did Marvin Harrison and Brian Thomas Jr. A double receiver load up in the 2024 first round for the Cardinals. We're not going to go with that again, though I think that would be super interesting and really funny. We're actually going to be looking to potentially get the first white corner in the league in a while, although he could play corner or safety, listed at safety in many areas. Cooper Jean from Iowa going to the Cardinals there. Bills up at 28. Obviously, everyone knows they're going receiver. We're going Adonai Mitchell from Texas, the Georgia transfer. You know, better workout because the Bills absolutely need, you know, they got Khalil Shakir, but that's about it in terms of receiver. Although you could make an argument Dalton Kincaid is not your typical tight end, which he's not. And I know they really like him as well. So then coming in at 29 with the Lions, just re-signed Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra. Probably going to go defense here. That's what I would expect. There is a couple ways it could go, but I think it's going to be ended up going with Darius Robinson, the edge from Missouri. I think they're going to make that pass rush even scarier than it already has been. Baltimore always needs a receiver, of course. We know how stingy their defense is, potential as well, but they love their Sooners. So you got to watch out for Tyler Guyton here. I think they're going to be excited with the drop, and they're going to go with Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver LSU. They think that he might have gone earlier. A couple other receivers fall. And as it's tough to be viewed at in such a high light, especially, you know, when you're the second fiddle to a guy like Malik Nabers. But Brian Thomas is a great player, and I can see that going very well for the Ravens. Like we said last time, coming in here at 31, we got the Niners. Could be likely that they go try and don't let anyone know that Brock Purdy's good but not great. And I think with aging linemen, we're going to see him bring in someone here raw, talented, but needs a little bit of time, and that's okay for him. Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma going in at number 31, the first Sooner off the board, leaving 32 for the Chiefs. Last time we went with Jordan Morgan, despite the fact that there are receivers available that could potentially happen, but with, you know, like I said, a position like this, I think it's going to be that again. Kingsley Suamatia also an option there, but Jordan Morgan we're going to go with here again to round out the first round. So we didn't end up having Bo Nix or Michael Penix. So we only had the four. Vikings trade up for McCarthy at 5. And then maybe not quite as many receivers as expected. There were obviously the top three, and then we had Worthy, Mitchell, and Thomas, so just six. I think the over-under there has been set at 6.5 on a lot of places. The quarterbacks, I believe, is around 4.5. Maybe you find a 5.5, but I think likely what we're seeing. A lot of tackles, though. You know, the O-line is always getting shored up. We got Joe Alt at 7 to the Titans. J.C. Latham at 11 to the Chargers. Then we got Tanu, Fuaga, Fashanu, Mims, Barton, who, like I said, probably going to kick inside there, maybe even to center, Guyton, and Morgan. So lots of action in that sense. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know. Sorry, I kind of had to push this kind of fast together. I have been working on it for a minute, but also I've just been getting absolutely railed at school recently, and then kind of got sidetracked with the other podcasts, you know, that we released, that very excited about those. So the draft reactions are going to come out shortly. Hopefully I can get those out either at least by Saturday. Would be nice. But let me know who y'all think your team's going to end up getting, what it's going to be, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks for listening.